Today on Take 5, we take you to Prineville, where a 49-year-old man is battling cancer.
I've dwindled down to nothing, just a bag of Jell-O.
And needs about $160,000 for a life-saving transplant.
It's just kind of a sad thing, you know, to where they put a price tag on your head.
Doctors recently gave Kurt Kendrick about 16 months to live. Kendrick has insurance, but a pre-existing condition means there's a waiting period before the policy will pick up the cost of the transplant.
Well, our relationship to Kurt is our sons met him about 19 years ago while they were camping in the Sierras.
So now friends and family are raising money in hopes of getting enough to save his life. We talked to longtime family friends Pam and Sonny Bachman.
And his mother had died when he was 19 years old. So he adopted our family, and we adopted him into our family. So we've known him since 1993. He's like our adopted son. He calls us mom and dad. Kurt found out he had cancer about 8 months ago. He went to the hospital in the middle of the night with pain, and he had a 25-pound tumor in his stomach. He had lymphoma cancer, and it's gone from that into his spinal cord in his brain. And his insurance policy that he had purchased will not cover the bone marrow transplant that he needs. So, in other words, they sent him home to die because they said, you haven't been with us for 2 years. Social Security disability doesn't kick in for 2 years and without this transplant, or he will die. Right now, he's in a really bad spot. He's going downhill quickly, and he needs to get the money in order to get a bone marrow transplant.
In talking with the doctors at OHSU, are they pretty certain that this transplant will, in fact, work and save his life?
They give him a 60% chance.
Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5 as we continue our interview with longtime friends of a Prineville man fighting lymphoma. Kurt Kendrick needs to raise about $160,000 for a transplant. A pre-existing condition means his insurance policy has a 2-year waiting period before it pays, but doctors have given Kendrick only 16 months to live. Sonny and Pam Bachman are shocked that something like this is happening in America.
Yeah, well, he's been fighting this for about 8 months. And he had got laid off from his job, like many people in Central Oregon and everywhere else. And he lost his insurance, so he purchased health insurance, you know, like any responsible person would. And it won't cover him because he only had it for like 7 months before he got the cancer. And they have a 2-year clause. So because of a clause in his insurance policy, he's going to die.
This is Sonny Bachman. You know, nobody sees, you know, it's not going to happen to you, okay? It's not going to happen to you. But when it does, everybody should get help because how else can you fight this stuff? I mean, we help every country around the world, and it seems we can't help our own. And we should. We're a great country. We're a fantastic country.
You know, we're all middle-income people. We just don't have $160,000. If we did, we would just give it to them. You know? But I don't understand how they can send somebody home just to die because of money, you know. So we're reaching out to the public who all have children, grandchildren, you know, that they wouldn't want their child to die because of $160,000. I think his life is worth a lot more than that for any child's life, any person, not just our child, you know.
It's really a race against the clock.
Yes. Yes. He is dying as we speak.
If you'd like to help out, a special donation account has been set up at Wells Fargo Bank under Kurt Kendrick's name. This has been Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.